Good evening, everyone. To open our meeting, Bella, can you please announce the first hymn?
Hymn 214. O God, whose presence glows in all, within, around us, and above, thy word we bless, thy name we call, whose word is truth, whose name is love. Hymn 214.
If you'd like to read along while the readings are being given, please turn to our website, plainfieldcs.com. From the homepage under Weekly Lessons, you'll see the link to the Wednesday testimony meeting, and there you will find the text. And the theme tonight is, Man is Precious and Worthy to God. And the readings will now be given by Elizabeth from Georgia.
I will read from the Bible. Jeremiah. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. For I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Matthew. And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Are not 2 sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth? How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Jeremiah. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. I will now read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and Prose Works by Mary Baker Eddy. In Divine Science, man is sustained by God, the divine principle of being. God is our Father and our Mother, our Minister, and the Great Physician. He is man's only real relative on earth and in heaven. David sang, Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Brother, sister, beloved in the Lord, knowest thou thyself, and art thou acquainted with God? If not, I pray thee, delay not to make him thy first acquaintance. God is universal, confined to no spot, defined by no dogma, appropriated by no sect. Not more to one than to all is God demonstrable as divine life, truth, and love. And his people are they that reflect him, that reflect love. Again, This infinite principle, with its universal manifestation, is all that really is or can be. Hence, God is our shepherd. He guards, guides, feeds, and folds the sheep of his pasture, and their ears are attuned to his call. God only waits for man's worthiness to enhance the means and measure of his grace. Strive for self-abnegation, justice, meekness, mercy, purity, love. Let your light reflect light. Have no ambition, affection, nor aim apart from holiness. Forget not for a moment that God is all in all. Therefore, that in reality there is but one cause and effect. Everything good or worthy, God made. Whatever is valueless or baneful, he did not make, hence its unreality. In the science of Genesis, we read that he saw everything which he had made, and behold, it was very good. Happiness consists in being and in doing good. Only what God gives, and what we give ourselves and others through his tenure, confers happiness. Conscious worth satisfies the hungry heart, and nothing else can. Consult thy everyday life. Take its answer as to thy aims, motives, fondest purposes, and this oracle of years will put to flight all care for the world's soft flattery or its frown. All power and happiness are spiritual and proceed from goodness. Spiritual living and blessedness are the only evidences by which we can recognize true existence and feel the unspeakable peace which comes from an all-absorbing spiritual love. God's thoughts are perfect and eternal, our substance and life. Material and temporal thoughts are human, involving error. And since God's Spirit is the only cause, they lack a divine cause. The temporal and material are not then creations of Spirit. They are but counterfeits of the spiritual and eternal. God, without the image and likeness of himself, would be a non-entity or mind unexpressed. He would be without a witness or proof of his own nature. Spiritual man is the image or idea of God, an idea which cannot be lost nor separated from its divine principle. When the evidence before the material senses yielded to spiritual sense, the apostle declared that nothing could alienate him from God, from the sweet sense and presence of life and truth. Let us have a clearing up of abstractions. Let us come into the presence of him who removeth all iniquities and healeth all our diseases. Let us open our affections to the principle that moves all in harmony, from the falling of a sparrow to the rolling of a world. Let Christian scientists seek the lost sheep who, having strayed from the true fold, have lost their great shepherd and yearn to find living pasture and rest beside still waters. These long for the Christ-likeness that is above the present status of religion and beyond the walks of common life, quite on the verge of heaven. Remember, thou canst be brought into no condition, be it ever so severe, where love has not been before thee, and where its tender lesson is not awaiting thee. Therefore despair not, nor murmur, for that which seeketh to save, to heal, and to deliver will guide thee if thou seekest this guidance. Divine life, truth, love is the basic principle of all science. It solves the problem of being, and nothing that worketh ill can enter into the solution of God's problems. So long as we have the right ideal, life is worth living, and God takes care of our life.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow by repeating together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Okay, Jeff. Can you please announce the next hymn?
Hymn number 154. In thee, O Spirit true and tender, I find my life as God's own child. Within thy light of glorious splendor, I lose the earth clouds drear and wild. Hymn number 154.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Wednesday evening testimony meeting from the Plainfield Christian Science Church, located in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. Many from all over the world have found our church. Many have joined in membership. Many others attend and listen. All are blessed by God's word. And we are everlastingly thankful to God that he has given us his word and the privilege of sharing it with those who will hear it. Many have found us through our website, plainfieldcs.com, a very active and dynamic website, and it is full of many wonderful things to read, listen to, and much more. And I would encourage everyone to browse through the entire website. We can also be found on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. Over 2,000 videos are available to listen to. Twitter, SoundCloud, Facebook, we're out there. Okay, again, referring to our website, I'd like to point out that our magazine, Love is the Liberator, for the month of January, is featured on the front page of our website. It's a fantastic magazine. A lot of really powerful, good stuff in there. And, of course, much more, as I said earlier. We will be having another Bible study this Saturday, 10 o'clock a.m., and the study questions are on our website. Also, join us Sunday mornings. Every Sunday, we start at 10 o'clock with our roundtable discussion. And then after that, at 11 o'clock, we have our church service. And we also have a Sunday school for children, which meets at 11 a.m. Sunday mornings. And this Sunday school goes out on its own teleconference number, so any child, regardless of where they live, can attend. And if your child is interested, please call the church. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school, and we would love to give your child a warm welcome and greeting there. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a meeting of the members of the church. It starts at 8 o'clock sharp, and if you can't come to Plainfield to attend, then please call in on the teleconference and participate there. I will now read from the Church Manual by Mary Baker Eddy, the section entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, St. Paul. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ, who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or of suffering, though the generic name of the disease may be indicated. For those of you that call in on the teleconference, please be mindful of the fact that you are indeed attending church, and once you press ** to make yourself audible, we will hear anything and everything that's within earshot of your telephone. So please keep that in mind. So when you're ready to give your testimony, please press **, and we will call on each of you one at a time by name. And also, please keep your testimonies within 4 minutes so that everyone will have an opportunity to share their offering tonight. And now I'd like to open the meeting to the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science. Jeremy.
I was driving to church on Sunday morning, and this car in front of me was going very slowly. I started getting annoyed, but then I caught myself and realized how foolish it is to be going to church with the intention of doing my part to bless the world, and yet not having compassion for this person in front of me. I didn't know what they were going through. And so I started to pray for them and know they were God's idea and He has the right place for them. And then I remembered Mrs. Eddy's words from last week's lesson, quote, "Spiritual rationality and free thought accompany approaching science and cannot be put down," unquote. I felt then that she was telling me that the tools that Christian Science is giving me must be kept in my hands and used constantly. I must not put them down to pick up my old tools of anger, aggression, and annoyance. Those old tools brought nothing but pain. In the discussions this past weekend, we were reminded that Mrs. Eddy said we need to bleed sweetly. And that statement that I just read helped me to understand the letting go of those old tools. I'll be able to meet adversity with the fruit of the Spirit, as mentioned in Galatians. I'm so grateful for Christian Science, this church, the weekly lessons, and practitioner support, because almost every day I am learning something new that is overturning some previous belief. I am constantly astonished by the blessings God bestows. Thank you.
Thank you. Linda from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Thank you very much for the beautiful readings on Worth tonight and the beautiful music and hymns. I would like to express my gratitude for a lesson I learned while working with a Plainfield practitioner. I called for prayers regarding unprincipled behavior at work that was causing great stress and disruption. It made individuals feel controlled, under scrutiny, and unsafe. It did not appear it was going to go away anytime soon. Through the prayers of the practitioner, step by step, changes began to take place. No specific outcome was ever prayed for. The focus was on God's government, and that wrong did not rule the right. During this time, it taught me persistence, patience, and leaning on God for strength. A complication came up that seemed to try to reverse the progress that was being made. I held to an idea given to me by the practitioner, which was, quote, "A right idea can't be stopped," end quote. It helped me not to focus on a specific outcome, fear, or the drama, and to instead put my trust in God's sovereign care. A week later, the situation resolved itself, which included a person leaving unexpectedly on good terms, and has been a tremendous healing force toward dissolving this problem and bringing order, peace, and restoring it to a more positive environment. I am very grateful for this experience and for Plainfield Church, Mary Baker Eddy, and Christ Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim from Arizona, go ahead.
Good evening. I had a delightful day today. It was cool enough that it was very easy and with no difficulty to stay inside. During the day, I was able to set up the boilerplates consisting of the headings and first three items of each of the newsletters for the remainder of the year. Often, it is quite a laborious task, but everything fell into place in a very harmonious manner. It was suggested that I read an article by Mr. Young, and although I have not finished the article, I am well into it. What a joy this day has been. Thank you.
And thank you. Elizabeth from Georgia, go ahead.
I would just like to give gratitude tonight for the growth that I have experienced since attending Plainfield over the past 2 years, particularly a continued greater understanding of the Bible and Mrs. Eddy's writings, Science and Health, which is so Bible-based that I don't know how I took it for granted before. But that understanding is key and has come through attending Bible studies and writing lessons. So part of my gratitude is for the opportunity Plainfield gives each individual to participate and write lessons. This has been invaluable to me because Now I see how stories and events in the Old Testament unfolded and relate to the New Testament. They're pieces that are coming together kind of like a puzzle that I just didn't know before that they were missing, because I was kind of blindly going about my life, reading things piecemeal and not really delving further. But now I've noticed that words and sentences that I took for granted have really been elucidated and revealed to me, so that I am understanding so much more. And this is due to the opportunities given here. Thank you.
Thank you. Chardell from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Oh, good evening, and thank you for this wonderful service. It's so healing. I wish to offer my gratitude to my practitioner who has been working with me in prayer to develop right thinking, spiritual sense, and praying in spirit and in truth. Not long ago, while traveling on the turnpike, we were suddenly rerouted to an exit without any warning or directions or detour signs. I was calm while asking our practitioner for prayer with this situation, and although we missed an exit, it felt right to keep going, and we went smoothly on to our destination with time to spare. Other opposition popped up, but we were actually joyful, enjoying the new scenery along the way. I never lost confidence in the prayers that were supporting us, and felt God's everlasting arms around us and all the other people traveling. The fruition that we experienced that day is part of spiritual sense, and was, as was, the intuition to keep going rather than turn back. Feeling to keep going came quickly. I am so grateful for this demonstration of God's love. Stand or ride with God, and he will stand and ride with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol.
On Monday, there was a strong storm here in New Jersey, a nor'easter, complete with heavy rain and high winds. I was due to fly into Newark Airport that night. I asked for help from a practitioner here in Plainfield, and she said to remember that the plane is in your thinking, and you are not in the plane, and that God holds the wind in his fists. As we approached Newark, the pilot announced that there were strong winds and we might have a bumpy landing. The landing was normal and perfectly comfortable. The rain had almost stopped, and there was just a light breeze. As we were leaving the plane, I overheard the pilot talking to someone, and he said, as we were coming in, the storm was moving out right in front of us. I've never seen anything like that in all my life. Nothing but the hand of God could have done that. I am so grateful to God for his protection and for the powerful prayers of the practitioner.
Thank you. Luba from Ohio, go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Whenever any problematic situation came up in my life, I always faced it with apprehension and anxiety and thought of the worst case scenario and of everything and all that could go wrong. This month I was waiting to have a home inspection done. I began to have this negative sense come over me. Daily I prayed about this, knowing that whoever enters this home was sent by God. This inspection was done today. The man was so knowledgeable and friendly, and I felt I was given priceless information. I am really so grateful for this, very grateful. And I'm very grateful to my practitioner, her infinite patience, and for always being there for me and for what I am learning. Thank you for the round table and the Bible study and tonight's reading.
Thank you. This is Bruce. I want to add my thanks tonight. Well, I count this as a very valuable lesson, and pretty much exemplified with a daily watch that's posted in the website this week, which basically says that the place where we fight our battles is not outside somewhere else or with anybody else, but rather within our own thought. And when I read the watch, it reminded me of what I read in the book Mary Baker Eddy, Her Spiritual Footsteps, at the very beginning. Mrs. Eddy is quoted from addressing her followers, where she said, "If you see sin in others, you know you have it in yourself, and repent." I can't tell you how many years I went through thinking like every wrong thing that ever came up was because of somebody else or something else out there. And whenever I did that, I realized that it caused a lot of disturbance within me, even to the point sometimes to making me ill. But it was only here in the Plainfield Church, when the lesson was driven home, that the place we fight our battles is within our own consciousness. You clear things within your own thought. And don't be so quick to pull out the finger and point at somebody else and blame. That's an unhealthy thing to do. Well, I must say that for me, there's been a lot of progress in this direction, and it's made my life much happier and much healthier. And I'm humbly thankful for having a lesson like this to even learn. I can't imagine any place else learning it. But anyway, I think it also goes along with Mary Baker Eddy's statement about the purpose of Christian Science. The primary purpose is to take away the sins of the world. And this whole idea of fault-finding with others instead of cleaning up your own act is definitely a sin. I'm grateful to have found this way and thankful for Christian Science here in Plainfield. Dale from Virginia, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for the readings tonight, for the lovely music and each testimony. There is a continual flow of good in this church where the answer to every problem can be found. Last week I had a physical problem that kind of threw me off base, but a practitioner in this church was alert to my need and told me to look to the Lord, to be focused on God, not to dream the dream, the Adam dream of life and matter, but to have a deep, settled peace in the Lord. I was told to study pages 390 to 393 in Science and Health, and was reminded that it says in Science and Health on page 243, quote, "Truth, life, and love are a law of annihilation to everything unlike themselves, because they declare nothing except God," unquote. As I worked to do this, to be obedient to the help I was being given, and shut out anything unlike God's goodness, this problem faded away. I am very grateful for the absolute truths given here, and for the opportunity to gain in our understanding and closeness to God with each and every challenge. Thank you for this service tonight.
Thank you. Betty from California, go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the beautiful music and also for the wonderful readings tonight. I wish to express gratitude for membership in the Plainfield Church. Years ago, I was going back to college to get a teaching credential when my mother, at some point during that time, gave me a copy of the Plainfield Church magazine. Then it was called Healing Thoughts. I'm going to back up a bit here to say that I had been raised in Christian Science and went to Sunday school and felt that Christian Science was true, and I loved it. But I also felt a lot of guilt, like I wasn't good enough. So by the time I was in my 20s, I just finally stopped going to church. Anyway, back to getting the Healing Thoughts magazine. When I read it, it was like, this is how Christian Science was supposed to be. Lots of love and truth, and best of all, no guilt. I got the Plainfield Quarterly, began studying the lesson. It was wonderful. Not long after, I joined the Plainfield Church with no hesitation or doubt, and haven't looked back since. This church changed my life so much for the better. Thank you, Plainfield Church.
Thank you. Day-Day from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you for tonight's readings and all the testimony. I'm thankful for today's calendar quote, which reads, "Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results." This is something that has been proven since I began my study of Christian Science, and even more so since coming to the Plainfield Church. I used to go from problem to problem with no thought about why, and I'm sure I never paid attention to the negative thoughts I was thinking about myself, others, or life in general. And if I did, it was only in an attempt to justify them. In this church is where I learned to let my expectations be from God, and that positive thinking is more than wishful thinking. It's right thinking, based on the God-given truth. No matter the situation, I find that when I hold to the truth about God's loving power, the result is always positive, and I often learn a valuable lesson in the process. I'm so thankful for even the simple things that I'm learning here, which are making every day more enjoyable and meaningful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jeff.
When I don't feel like sharing, that's when I know I better share. It's not much fun going through a divorce. I feel like I lost my best friend. Call me sentimental, but I thought marriage was forever. What's written on the wall of our Christian Science Church here in Plainfield, it says, "To those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings." Well, that really helped me stay on the straight and narrow today, the straight and narrow path toward God today. The way is wide that leads the other way. And I don't ever intend to go down that way again. That way lies destruction. Today I try to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not unto my own understanding. It's not always easy with mortal mind lurking around every corner, but to those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings. And that goes for all of us. And like Day-Day, today's calendar statement is a good one. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results. How true. Because I am being healed of a broken heart, even as I speak, by these positive results. Thank you.
Thank you. Fairly from Maryland, go ahead.
Tonight, I'd like to express my particular thanks to Plainfield for the literature that they have made available by early workers that I never knew existed before I came to Plainfield, and they've been very helpful. At this time of turbulence in the world and in our country, an article that I found at Plainfield by Peter V. Ross, "God Governs the Nations," has been very helpful to me. Ross says, "In these troubled times, each individual can do something to help the situation. He can insist that the Lord God omnipotent reigns. This is another way of saying that principle governs the world and the nations. governs business and industry, governs man and his affairs, nullifying unprincipled forces which would upset society, wreck business, start wars, or otherwise interfere with man's well-being. I am deeply grateful for God and the missions of Christ and Mrs. Eddy, and to Plainfield for all they are doing to make this world a better place. And many thanks for the readings tonight, the beautiful readings on man's preciousness of God. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amanda from Missouri, go ahead.
Thank you. Tonight, I too would like to express my gratitude for this church, which includes both past and present members, and of course the very dedicated and ever-working practitioners. While I did have somewhat of a background in Christian Science before finding this church, and had in my own way, or so I thought at the time, started an independent study of science, I felt very much like the lost sheep that Elizabeth read from, or about tonight from Miscellaneous Writings, looking for the living pastures and rest beside the still waters, and I thank you for those readings this evening. It was not until I found this gathering that I started to understand, even in a small degree, what true Christian Science is, as Mrs. Eddy discovered and taught, and the transformative power that it has and should normally be expected to have. I've been so inspired by the dedication and constancy of the efforts of many here, and with very needed and dearly appreciated practitioner help I have been given, I have started to notice slow but natural transitions in my thought that are, to me, evidence that a spiritual seed has been planted. While progress has at times seemed very slow and often felt quite difficult or even daunting, sometimes even just knowing that this church is here and reaching out to all through its services and watches, having constant website access and, of course, again, practitioner support, I've had at least enough of a glimpse of the truth of being that Mrs. Eddy speaks of to keep going forward in the study of science. Whereas before, without the foundation of understanding that this church has helped me build, I know that I would have turned back. I thank everyone whose loyalty and love for Mrs. Eddy, for Jesus, and our Father, Mother, God has helped to maintain the study of true science and has helped to establish and maintain this church. And I thank you for tonight's service, and again for those exceptionally wonderful readings.
Thank you. Benjamin.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for the wonderful reading tonight. Very uplifting. I just want to say how grateful I am to be here tonight. It's a testimony itself to be standing here. Shows how loving and how fulfilling God has been to me and to all of us. I know all of us have been watching the news since we had a new government. But nothing really to take out of it in the real sense, because all the news have been coming out have been very troubling, from healthcare to, but especially healthcare. I was listening to the news, but something keep reminding me. It was my relationship with God. What it means to me, what it means to my health, what it means to my well-being and my future. That I should be worried about, because that's where the insurance is. No doctor in this world, no government, no president can give you insurance except God. He doesn't charge any premium. He doesn't charge any copay. He doesn't go up, he doesn't go down. He stays the same. His protection is the same. I keep reminding that to myself. If I have this insurance with God, if I don't, I better have it. Because that's the only insurance there is. No government can protect you except God. And that's what this church has given me. The teaching, the wisdom to constantly remind me about God, what He means to me. Since I came to this country, I came here by myself. And I was worried in the beginning, but coming here, started learning about God. And He has continued to protect me, He has continued to provide for me. My health has been phenomenal. I don't get to see doctor at any time. I don't get to get sick. When I do, He usually takes care of me. Thinking about it it means a lot to me, really. And I hope all of us should commit ourselves more to God instead of to anybody or any politician, knowing that God is the only true insurer of our life. He doesn't charge any premium, and He doesn't turn anybody back. He always opens His arms for all of us, all His children, wherever you are in the world. He cares for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Florence from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for the beautiful readings tonight, and particularly hymn 154. It has saved me so many times before. Tonight I'd like to give gratitude for knowing through this church, the study that goes on here, that it is the false beliefs that we entertain that enslave us, gets us mesmerized, feeling fearful, and totally helpless. But it's wonderful also to know that the Christ mind is our mind, and I'm eternally grateful for that. Earlier in my study of science, I never really used this truth. I would deny the claims, but I did not assert the truth that because my consciousness is the Christ consciousness, I cannot be mesmerized. Later I found that this is such an important truth to declare, because it is important to know that this mind, nothing can mesmerize. And I have found that when I have used this truth with all my heart, mesmerism has been broken, and I've been given the dominion, I have felt the dominion to overcome many claims. We must claim this mind. God has given it to us. And thank God for Mrs. Edith for explaining it to us to use, because they do destroy the lies that attempt to keep us enslaved. Thank you so much for the service tonight, for all the testimonies. Happy to be here tonight.
Thank you. Mary.
We have a letter from California. Dear friends, thank you so much for all the work done for independent Christian Science in the Plainfield Church. I love that we can get together on the teleconference line for the Bible studies, roundtables, unity watches, and that we can give readings and testimonies for the services. This church has been such a lifeline to me over the years that I've been a member, and I'm very grateful. And then from our church website bulletin board, Pennsylvania, thank you for the roundtable discussion on the lesson topic of truth on the 22nd of January. Many ideas were covered, and some of my favorites are, there's really no such thing as the human brain. We are controlled by God's intelligence and His wisdom. Another is, if you are experiencing some sort of difficulty, ask God, what truth do I need to know to make me free of this problem? Truth is always available and powerful. And then Virginia, thank you for including on the carousel the interview with Joe Carter on spirituals, when he said that the slaves found a, quote, secret door to take them into that world where the tears are wiped away, end quote. It made me think of what It says in Science and Health, quote, in divine science where prayers are mental, all may avail themselves of God as a very present help in trouble, end quote. This audio is absolutely lovely, showing through the most horrific persecution the strength and peace that can be had by turning to an all-encompassing and loving God. And then Costa Rica, this Sunday's roundtable made me think of the following phrase by Mrs. Eddy from the Blue Book, quote, the man you see is the man you are, end quote. And from Oneness by Bicknell Young, quote, man is the individual appearing of mind, end quote. The only sin there is this mental delusion, the mist and darkness of mortal mind, the unreality of material personal sense. If mind could be aware of it, but she isn't, then this false state of consciousness would be most offensive and insulting to her. It definitely rules out the divine presence. And then finally, Maryland, thank you all for sharing your individual stories of how you came to find our church. What truly wonderful demonstrations have been made by each one of us, although at the time we did not know it. God found each of his lost sheep and led us to the fold. I'm grateful. Thank you for those beautiful readings. It's just wonderful. Every Wednesday night we can come here and get to listen to such wonderful statements from both the Bible and from the works of Mrs. Eddy. I'm so grateful. And then on top of that, the beautiful music and testimonies. I was thinking of many healings I've had through the years with the help of Christian Science. And one certainly was that of indecision, not being able to make decisions. I'd just be so racked with worry about making the right decision. And then even after I finally would decide what I thought I should do, then I would always worry that I'd made the wrong decision. So I was grateful to come here and to learn that God is a decision maker. He knows what's right and best. And when we are following him the best we can, he will direct our paths. It was so beautiful, the last statement that was read tonight from Prose Works. I can't quote it exactly, but it said if we have the right ideal, something to the effect that God will take care of our lives. And that is the truth. When we have God, good, as our ideal, and live up to obeying him, then he does take care of every aspect of our lives, including making decisions, big and small. And I found as you make smaller decisions with God, then you get more confidence when the so-called bigger ones come up. In the Blue Book is this beautiful statement by Mrs. Eddy on page 116. When you are in perplexity or doubt about some important question that must be decided, keep your mind still. Cease thinking and wait, that the still small voice may speak. No words may come to you. Nevertheless, you will have asked your question. Wait. When the moment arrives, the decision you will have. Cultivate the habit of trust by daily repeating, I am led by the Spirit of infinite wisdom. I consecrate my will, my judgment, my desire, and all my faculty to the direction of the All-Wise One. I shall hear, I shall know, I shall do right. That has been such a comfort to me. We can declare that. If God is our mind, we shall hear, we shall know, we shall do right. I'm so grateful for this meeting. I'm so grateful to Mrs. Eddy for giving us Christian Science and to be here with you all tonight.
Thank you. Okay, to close our meeting tonight, Carol, can you please announce the last hymn?
Hymn number 330. The King of Love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack, for I am his, and he is mine forever. Hymn number 330.